七夕快乐，欢迎收听开言英语带给你的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, happy 7-7-7-7 Chinese Valentine's Day. Anyway, I'm Adam.
对，那今天呢，在这个很甜蜜我们的传统中国情人节，我们跟大家分享一下英语里面，你可以怎么叫，怎么称呼你的爱人，这种昵称可以叫什么 nicknames?
We usually say like pet names,
like a
cat or a dog.
对，你的爱人 in some ways is like your pet.
Right, yeah.
对吧？很宠的人啊。好，那今天的节目，我觉得大家不仅可以自己学很多，最重要你可以发给你爱的人，对吧？也可以分享给朋友，让他们学一点很浪漫很甜蜜的英语。大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，回复七夕啊，来拿到今天的文字推送。好，那在 before we go into these actual pet names,Adam, 七夕到底怎么说？你前面讲了很多 7-7-7-7.
Well, there's so many, like Chinese expressions in English where they say like double something. So you always see, you know, like my favorite cigarettes are double happiness.
红双喜香烟。
So, I mean, you can always go that way. You can like double seventh festival.
但是好像就是如果你要更确切一点，就可以说它是什么，阴历的七月七号，对吧？
Okay, so this on the seventh day of the seventh month
of the lunar calendar.
Of the lunar calendar.
好，那我们今天这个 list 呢，这些爱人的称呼啊很多，但是Adam 很贴心的帮我们分了一下类，是吧？ Different categories.
Okay, so the first category we should probably talk about, since this is a traditional Chinese festival, are more traditional names.
你讲到很 traditional 传统的这个爱人称呼，我就想到什么 darling.
Darling, yes.
这个你觉得现在年轻人还会这样用吗？叫自己的 lover darling?
I think it's coming back. I think a lot of traditional things are, you will see, they're all coming back.
复古。然后下面一个也是 D 开头的。
Okay, so dear.
Dear, 亲爱的。这个你会叫你的爱人 dear 吗？
I probably wouldn't. Just because you see this word everywhere.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. 就是我觉得 dear 有点用的太多了，好像不够 special,不够浪漫。
Right.
Oh, the next one, 就是特别 explicit.
Oh, yeah, just love or lover.
你可以直接叫你的爱人 hey, love.
Hey, love, love, of course, yeah.
可以哦。
Yeah, you could say my love, love, lover.For me, this is something my aunt always called me. So in my mind, I can't think of this as a really good, like, pet name.
接下来的一个我觉得很简单，就我们宝贝儿了半天英语的对应。
Yeah, so baby, of course.
Baby 其实我觉得是最好用的。接下来你选的这个 category, 这个大类我很喜欢，就是 they're flattery.
Oh, okay.
Oh. To, 就 flattery, or to flatter someone, 就是称赞他们嘛。
Oh, 对。In a very positive sense.
对 ,positive, 对没错很正面的啊。很积极的第一个。
Okay, so you could always flatter someone by flattering their looks, saying she's beautiful.
所以就是用 beautiful 这个
Hey, beautiful. Yeah, it's, again, context is very important.
对，我觉得 beautiful 虽然它是一个形容词，是漂亮的，但是其实平时也可以 It's almost like a noun if you use it as a pet name.
Yeah, right? Hey, beautiful.
Hey, beautiful. 那女生可以叫男生 Hey, beautiful.
Sure.
也可以的
Why not?
对吧、
yeah.
对对对，其实这两个就是两种性别你都可以用啊。接下来一个啊。这个比 beautiful 更加的 beautiful.
Okay. Even more beautiful.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous. Yeah. 对，就是这些，就你的爱人听到肯定开心死了，他觉得我很漂亮，他觉得我很美，或者他觉得我很性感。
Ooh, okay. So now, speaking of direct, just sexy.
就是也可以 hey, sexy.
Yeah, again, context, right? Context is pretty important.
不是，你一直说 context 要大家注意语境。我们今天的 context 语境就是你和你的爱人。
With your lover, right.
You and your lover.
But for example, maybe, you know, if you're fighting...
哦，吵架
啊，
这个也很好啊，就不吵啦。就 Hey, sexy, okay, okay, I forgive you.
You're right, sexy. You're right.
You're right. You're always right, sexy. Oh, you're always right, my angel.
Oh, angel's very sweet.
Yeah, I also think this is very sweet, and this is very, 就觉得你好像很珍惜他 you really cherish and treasure her,
right.
这个好像男生对女生说 angel 比较好一点嘛。
I think it goes both ways.
女生对男生说也很好。
Yeah.
But the next one definitely 男生对女生说女的不要叫男的这个。
Right, a princess.
Princess.
这
个我也很喜欢 Princess 就是公主。这个和那 angel 一样我觉得就是代表你 You know, you really cherish her.
Yeah.
Very important to you,
sure.
Right? She's your princess.好那、接下来呢我们又来到了另外一个 category, 另外一个大类。
Okay, this one is the cute and sweet category.
又可爱又甜蜜的是吧我们今天节目真是撒狗粮。哎好多用户都听众都问我们说撒狗粮英语怎么说。
I don't know if we have a really, like, there probably is a special name for that, like on Facebook or something. Just showing off, I guess.
Oh, 对 showing off 就是在那儿显摆对吧
Hey, look at us.
Look at us.、对然后你的朋友就会说 Oh, you too. 好好那我们来看一些具体的 cute and sweet pet names for、
okay.
your lover. 第一个
So this one we've kind of heard already、in a different version. This is Babe.
就是 baby 的缩短版或者更加年轻的一个版本。
Hey babe, right.
Hi babe.
Hey babe.
那再接下来一个也是 It's also another version of baby, right? Babe.
Right, so this is just even shorter. It's just bae.
Bae, B-A-E. Hey bae. 我觉得 bae 就是很多女孩子喜欢叫自己的男朋友或者老公就是 Hey bae or my bae.
That's my bae.
Dinner with my bae.跟我这个、爱人出去吃或者老公出去吃晚饭对吧 Dinner with my bae、再接下来的一个也是 B 打头的
Okay, so we got boo
怎么拼啊
B-O-O
Boo
Boo, like a ghost would say Boo, like scare you
但这个是 cute and sweet 不是 scary
and not the same, It was not the same boo、
okay.
It's just the same spelling
所以这个 boo 就和前面 bae 是差不多的嘛
This is older, this is much old Bae is really, really new、Boo is like, I don't know It's been around for some time now、
就是你奶奶那一辈的人 Instead of bae, 他会叫你爷爷 Hey boo
Maybe more like parents、Or like aunts or uncles
No, 但是我觉得就像你前面说很多老的称谓 They're coming back fashion again、
right.
就是又复古又回来了现在其实我就是在 Instagram 或者什么有的时候也会看到年轻女生用 boo、or the next one 就很像的
OK, bow
bow, B-E-A-U
yes
right、这个是形容一个男的吧
this is actually a noun in French that just means guy
这法语就是男人的意思
Right
好 B-E-A-U OK 一堆 B 的看完以后我们来看一堆就是 S 的好了很 sweet 的
OK sweet So we got so many sweet related names Sweetie, sweetheart, sweet pea
Sweetie pie
Sweetie pie, sweetie pajiti You could say whatever you want
Yeah, you can almost make up 就是和 sweetie 什么比较 rhyme 的
right,
对不对
Exactly
因为就是爱情很甜蜜嘛所以这个就是特别对应的、Sweetheart, sweetie Hey, sweetie 就这个我觉得很平时你们打电话发短信或者就是、互相聊天的时候 Hey, sweetie, how's your day?
How's your day?
对吧 Hey, sweetheart, how's your day? 反正对 sweet 的这一堆我自己是很喜欢的、They just sound so sweet、还有 honey
Honey, yeah, honey
Honey,
honey bunny
Honey bunny
Honey bunny、
就听起来就很可爱
Yeah, even honey bun, right?
Honey bun, 小甜面包、Honey bun, honey bunny, honey hun 对就是直接可以称呼你的爱人这些都可以
You got it
接下来这个让我自己大吃一惊就我在那个 看 Facebook 呀 Instagram 啊什么就啊现在年轻人都叫自己爱人杯子蛋糕吗、
Cupcake.
Well, I think it's just the same idea that it's very sweet、and very cute.
Sure.
很可爱对吧 What if your girlfriend called you, hey cupcake?
I'd say, hey donut.
Donut 就不甜蜜Cupcake 至少很可爱。
Oh, okay.
哎，反正就是甜点类的，大家都可以哈。
Right.
哦，接下来的这一个是我跟你学的。
Oh, cutie patootie?
Yeah, cutie patootie. 这个好像对更多是你和朋友说你的爱人的时候可能。Oh, she's such a cutie patootie.
Yeah.
直接也可以跟他讲。
Sure, hey. Well, it might be like, hey patootie, or hey cutie, cutie patoot.
哦、oh, like、真的 特别可爱
just play with these words guys play with them
哦、oh, 这倒是就我们今天所有的这些 nickname 你可以自己给它 mix and match
sure
对吧然后自己变化出你觉得很适合你爱人的一些称呼好再接下来的一个我不太知道怎么分类了这个更多的是在和别人形容你爱人的时候你可以说这个人是我的什么 main
squeeze my main squeeze yeah this sounds more like 1950s
又是 retro 复古的
yeah this is she's my main squeeze
oh he's my main squeeze
yeah
先来分解一下这个词第一个 main M-A-I-N 就是主要的、第二个
squeeze
是一个动词啊、就是挤的意思、就我
so you're just you know
就好像太形象了
milking them or something
main squeeze 对 anyway 就是你不会直接的跟你的爱人说 hey main squeeze but you're you know, talking with your friends
right
you know, he or she is my main squeeze 对吧
right
好那我们今天最后我觉得 let's wrap up with some more meaningful 就更有意义的一些对爱人的称呼
Okay, well one of them we often say is significant other
哦，这听起来比 main squeeze 严肃很多认真
Right.
对不对
But there's another one that's a little bit more relaxed but kind of carries the same meaning better half
Okay, 对这两个很像我们可以一起来解释啊。第一个 significant other, significant 就是很重要的嘛、very, very important, right? 就是你生命中很重要的另一半。He or she is my significant other.
Right.
诶有的时候好像我曾经就是有人邀请我去一个什么 dinner party 然后他还说 Oh, you can bring your significant other
Right
Or are you bringing your significant other 你会带你的另一半来吗、这样、然后你不会直接叫你的 sweetie patootie Hi, significant
Hello, other Hello, significant other You could, it'd be funny
对就是好玩我觉得是吧好那另外一个就是 better half 我觉得意思和用法跟 significant other 都很像
Right
Just like you said
Yeah, it's just kind of the same This is my better half She's my better half、I think guys tend to say it more than girls
对好像就是这个自从这个 女生来到她的生命她的生命就 better 就更好了
Yeah
我配不上他，他是我的 better half， 比我更好的另一半。好了，那今天最后要说的这一个，speaking of meaningful， 就讲到有意义，这个可能是最有意义的哈。
The soulmate，
灵魂伴侣。Soulmate， 灵魂就是 soul， right？ The soulmate， soulmate 呢，可以直接称呼你的爱人。
Sure.
My soulmate,、right? 然后跟别人说 he or she is my, I found my soulmate.
Right. I mean, these last ones here, guys, if you want to call your significant others these names, that's great. It would be kind of funny to be like, hello, soulmate. Welcome home, better half.
That's the thing, right? It's funny.
It would be funny.
It's your joke,、
yeah.
your inside
yes,
joke.
Yes, Totally recommend it.
好 ,Adam, 那我们今天讲了这么多吗 ?Which one is your favorite? 你会叫你的爱人什么
?Well, you know, we talked about so many sweet foods.
Sweetie pie.
Right, honey bun.
Cupcake.
Yeah, but I don't really like sweet foods.
哦、你不爱吃甜。
Because I'm already quite sweet.
Oh!
As you know, as we
okay,
know.
Okay.
But one of my favorite foods is called the chickpea.
鹰嘴豆。
You got it. So how about that? Just, hey, chickpea.
Oh, 这还蛮可爱的、
yeah.
对不对 Sounds cute.
Or like chicky pea or something.
而且一个豆豆就是也是 so sweet. 哇，感觉好 sweet. 好，那 Adam 喜欢的是 chickpea. Which one do you guys like? 你喜欢叫你的爱人哪一个我们今天分享的昵称呢大家都可以在留言里面告诉我们啊。那今天七夕嘛除了祝愿大家有一个非常浪漫啊跟你的爱人在一起有一个很浪漫甜蜜的七夕以外呢我必须要说就是我们开言英语有很多 couples, right? Whether they're dating, 就是谈恋爱的 or they're married, 结婚的很多是两个人一起学英语然后每次我都觉得也很感动因为就是两个人有 common interest, common hobby, 共同的兴趣爱好还有 common goals, 共同的一个目标很多是能够让一段关系更加有质量更加长久的秘诀吧。好那我们开言英语呢我们今天的会员课程也是讲七夕所以你是我们的会员就千万不要错过。另外如果你想跟你的爱人一起学英语或者说你想自己学英语自我提升开言英语我们就是你的Learning mate, learning soulmate, 学习的灵魂伴侣。对，大家可以到我们的微信公众号来了解一下我们的会员课程，每天陪伴你，我们有新的课程让你学习到非常实用、有意思、打开你思想的英语，而且学习一年只要629。你可以先在我们的公众号免费试用，之后呢也有升级的链接。Well, thank you for listening. Happy Chinese Valentine's Day. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.